Batchy for Blokes.
Hello and welcome to Batchy for Blokes. I'm Jackie Kosolke and with me, Joe Thornley.
Hello, I'm an old man getting fed my lines through an earpiece.
Weren't they adorable?
Yes, but I'm upset. I mean, you know, we're jumping ahead already.
We just started.
We're like two sips in. They were supposed to be, how would you feel if you're one of those old men and it's like, guys, you're all super attractive. We've brought in some ugly old men to take away George's preconception.
Oh, I think Russ was enjoying it though. But
geriatric self-esteem, I'm going for. I'm backing it.
We'll get to that in 1 second. We weren't here last week. I'm sorry, it was my fault. I was dying.
It was. It was Jackie's fault.
I spent 4 days on the couch marathoning Netflix alone. With the flu.
And texting me during The Bachelorette. Yeah. Mostly swear words.
It was such a great episode last week. But you know what? We've had two more episodes since that, so we'll just pretend that week didn't happen.
Except for, I mean, we have to mention the song.
Yeah, yeah. So the boys wrote and performed a song last week. Georgia.
One verse each.
Yeah.
And covering the entire spectrum of talent and English.
It's been a great season of The Bachelorette. If you've just discovered us, we're going to recap this week's episodes for you, starting with Wednesday night. I can't even remember what happened on Wednesday. Oh, Joe.
Yes, I know.
Osha tweeted this week that when they were filming Wednesday night's episode, They referred to it as the Red Wedding.
I agree. It was carnage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carnal carnage.
Now, was there a single date?
There was. Hang on. I'll refer to my notes. There was. Courtney's second date.
That's right.
So he's the only one on the second date. And they went to the zoo. This is, okay, this is what Georgia does. And this covers a bit of last week as well. She says, oh, I love New York, but we're going to have to put up with shitty ice skating in Sydney instead. And then she goes, I love Disney, but we're going to just like lie down with some dogs.
Yeah.
And this was, I love a safari. We're going into the meerkat enclosure at the Canberra Zoo.
Okay. First of all, I don't like meerkats. I don't trust them. I don't trust them.
That's me done. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Why? What's untrustworthy about meerkats?
Well, they're just some little heads popping up and looking at you all the time.
You will not get better advance warning of a snake anywhere.
Just stop. You know what it is? It's that ad on TV.
How
the meerkat with the meerkat.
They're the best.
No, they're the worst.
They're the greatest.
They're the worst.
Don't
take me on a meerkat date.
No, one of my close friends and common law wife, Lauren, she every time she sees that ad, she texts me. And usually it's just the word simples. You can't badmouth meerkats.
Okay. Well, we can move on from that. That's my opinion.
Can we?
I don't know. Can we? Are we still friends?
Yeah.
So that's right. They were, and George has been a bit off Courtney. She's like, I really like him, but he won't kiss me. And it's like, yeah, because Courtney's on the show to further his TV career. There, I said it.
Really? Yeah. I have my own theory about Courtney.
Okay.
I think he's 3 to 4 kelpies in a human suit.
I don't know. I feel like he's not that into her. I really do.
And I feel like he's not into that much of anything except scurfing.
Yeah. And so they had the meerkat date.
Which was also a rhino and lion date. And when they're patting the rhino, okay, odd choice, I think. But one of my favourite lines of this week, which was, I'm going to kiss it on the horn.
Also, then there was a couch with
a couch.
Was there lionesses behind them?
There was a male and a female lion, and the whole of Australia was rooting for a root. That would have been just amazing if there'd been some mating behind them.
From the lions as well.
Actual passion as opposed to the passion evident in that kiss.
Okay, so she was like, you won't kiss me, pretty much, you know, I'm paraphrasing. And then he's just like, bam, kissing her halfway through this. And it was just so staged, so there was nothing to the kiss.
It was like 10 years, where they'll be at 10 years from now in artificial intelligence, but if they'd been working on getting robots to kiss naturally, I mean, you know, probably better than they are now, but.
I did not enjoy the Courtney date. Courtney got a rose though.
Yeah, because she's well into Courtney's actions.
I don't understand. Then the true love story of The Bachelorette has been Sam and Reese.
When they actually do kiss, satellites will drop out of the sky.
So Sam and Reese are the big W models who who love slash hate each other.
And probably Walmart in Florida.
Yes, yes. So Georgia took them to Luna Park and it was the kind of date where two men enter, one leaves.
It's also the kind of date where when Luna Park is deserted, it just feels like murder is just around the corner.
I feel like when Luna Park is deserted, it's like one of those zombie apocalypse movies, right? And they're like, okay, we've barricaded ourselves into Luna Park from the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
And we're going to take them all out.
And when I think Sam mentioned that he might lose Reese in the haunted house. And Tori said, I'm saying this added to the creepiness. My housemate Tori said, is there a haunted house at Luna Park? And I said, there was a ghost train, but they closed it because people died in a fire.
So the date was disastrous because Reese was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to find love. And Georgia's like.
But Reese is also saying, yeah, the fact that I'm on a double date, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
For you, not me. Bye, asshole.
Yeah, it was like, bye, mate. And then Georgia's like packed off Reese and then she's gone in and Sam's coming down a slide like, whee!
Yeah.
Just having fun on my own.
We had a Christmas party for my work at Coney Island.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the greatest. When we did a recce, because I'm on the social committee, because I'm like a busy, important businesswoman.
Obviously, you'd want Joe Thornley planning your parties.
Yeah. And we were doing the recce of Coney Island and the events manager of Luna Park, she saw that I was looking and she went, would you like to test the slide, Joe? And I was halfway up the stairs before she finished a sentence.
And then she's had a chat with Sam. And he was like, yeah, I want to go back to Florida and further my modelling career.
He was like, I'm here to put my face on telly. He's the only honest one.
Yeah, that's true.
My favourite bit about those two both leaving, though, shock.
Yeah.
It was a protracted red wedding. Was that they got wrestling Ned Kelly to go into the house and silently remove their suitcases.
That's right. And so basically two boys have gone from that date.
They are no longer in the running to become Australia's next top George's boyfriend.
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't love both of them, but Sam was really warming to me.
I just like them because of the drama. But as Sam said himself, you know, when they go, you know, I'll be upset, but I won't be devastated.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good. Then there was a cocktail party and I have a new favourite. I have two favourites I want to discuss.
I know who, what, because we texted each other about this.
And the new name of the podcast is?
Maddie J's Casual Hotness Half Hour.
Oh, Maddie J. Maddie J.
I was getting messages saying that, you know, he's a model and he's just there to put his face on telly and stuff as well. But I don't care.
Don't care.
I don't care.
His personality is so great. Maddie J, though, one thing that is interesting, and my housemate, Sassy, brought this up. It goes against the laws of nature, but Maddie J is the only person who looks less attractive in a suit. Because you know when...
Yeah, but I like those. They're my favourite people. You're a suit person. No. I'm not a suit person.
You know when a guy puts on a suit, I'm like, meerkats. I just want to take all of my clothes off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, which would admittedly look weird at a wedding.
Or at the races or
something. Yeah.
So Maddie J, bless him, has such a great personality and is just a little sweetheart. And he played a game with Georgia, which was getting to know Maddie J.
Okay, this is my... We're not just watching one show. We had the weird bit at the cocktail party where people cooked a dessert for her.
Yeah.
So we're watching MasterChef. We had the Everybody Sings a Verse song. So we're watching X Factor.
Yeah.
Millionaire Hot Seat because Maddie J's doing that. It's Australia's Next Top Male Model. Well, not anymore because Sam and Reese are gone. We're watching many shows all together.
Well, and the great thing about the Getting to Know Maddie J quiz was the boys were all sort of, the rest of the boys were all sort of watching from a distance.
And they're rooting for him.
And then Cam, and oh my God, I'm so in love with Cam at the moment. Cam turns around and goes, oh, I'm going to watch this. I spent hours colouring in the sign. Oh my God, I love
them. Of course the Disney fireman would be the one with the texters.
I love him, Disney fireman.
I really liked how they were out there just going, get in there, Maddie J.
Yeah. Yes. Then there was a rose ceremony and two more went.
Two more. It's death.
Okay, so Todd, one of the intruders, bye mate, whatever, and Matt D.
Spare Matt.
Spare Matt, but the thing about Spare Matt is he looks like he's from the 1940s, right?
No, he was sitting there in the kitchen in a muscle shirt and a backwards baseball cap.
When he's in a suit and I think it's his haircut, he looks like it's like, okay, mate, I've got to go to war now.
I say, those B-52s were a menace.
Right? So then we move on to Thursday nights.
Wait.
Yeah? What did I forget?
No. Oh, no, I just wanted to say that's the last, like, Todd and Spare Matt represent the last of the don't get attached fellas.
Yes!
They're the last ones that we don't care about. From now on.
It's all killer, no filler.
Except for Jake, who I don't care about.
Yeah, Jake, I don't care for Jake
either. With the dead eyes. But they're all relatively significant people.
Yes, it's all killer, no filler.
Nice. You had to think about that. Jackie's face, after she'd said killer, it was like, wait, is this the right way around? Yes.
No, it's a really old sort of rock radio. Yeah. All killer. Yeah, no filler. So then last night there was a single date first. Oh my God, Maddie J got another date and swoon.
But it was my favorite kind of date. And I'm being sarcastic. I thought I'd try that. I hate it when there's a musical act of any kind or a dancing, any kind of performance where there's an audience of two.
Yeah.
It's orky central.
It's so orks. So they learnt to swing dance and...
Learnt to swing dance on a boat.
And after the swing dancing...
Couch.
There was a couch and there was a champagne bottle.
Yeah.
And Maddie J opened it and George was like, oh, you didn't make it pop. And he goes, well, you have to be... What was it? You have to ease it out firmly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a nation says, you can ease my cork out silently anytime you like.
Then there was a bit of a pash.
Yes, and it was really, and she said she started getting butterflies.
I've got butterflies for Matty J. I'm obsessed with him. Oh, one thing we haven't brought up, which I think is really interesting, and this happened Wednesday and Thursday night. Lee's confidence was knocked. Now, Lee is... just made up of hot guy Lego.
Absolutely. And the dimples go, he's got one dimple, but it shows up on both sides. It just goes straight through.
He's just hot, right? But his confidence was really shaken. He was the last picked at the rose ceremony. And every piece to camera he did, every conversation was like, he was just so questioning everything and really nervous. And I was like, have you seen you? Have you seen what you look like,
Lee? When they were,
you're good here.
I think because they had to write love letters this week, he should have just written, Dear Georgia, have you seen me?
Dear Georgia, see my face.
Yeah.
Lovely. So then there was a group date with the...
So it was all about how love is blind. Mm. This is the, and I'm quoting Osha, science behind this date. So one section where old men came in and had to speak... the words of the actual bachelors through earpieces. Mm. And I just have to say, a couple of my friends hate it when I refer to this. I always compare old people sex to the sound of crinkling a piece of cellophane. So I just have to get that in there. And then next they did, they had to write a love letter to Georgia. Was that next?
Yeah, but that was boring. Yeah, I was so bored.
Different people had to read it out.
Oh, I couldn't give a shit. I was so bored. Then Georgia was blindfolded and three of the boys came in and slow danced with her.
Yeah, and it's kind of like how good she is at picking whose erection is nudging her in the thigh. But Cam, she picked Cam, but as if you're not going to know which one Cam is. He's 8 feet tall.
That's true.
Her face was on his chest.
But Cam was, oh my God, Cam was a great dancer. Cam is a great kisser, right? I think Cam is the package. He is the entire package.
I'm cold on Cam.
No, Cam, rig. Good dancer, good pasha, watches Disney movies, fireman. What more do you want?
Those last two.
Take him now, G-Love. Take him now.
Those last two are my meerkats. I don't get it. I don't care about Disney and Fireman. But also, he said it himself when they had a little chat at the cocktail party that usually he's like too all in and eager. And that's, I like aloof almost to the point of an asshole.
Yeah, I know. I usually am attracted to guys who won't text me back. But... But he, I don't know, he's sexy enough for him to be, I know he's a good guy, he's a nice guy, and he could border on boring and needy, but I think he's sexy enough to get away with it.
Yeah, he's not, I think my problem is he's not funny.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, look, compared to Matty J, compare Cam's funny to Matty J's funny.
And what I think's great about Matty J is he grew up in a house full of sisters, and I think that's why he's so lovely with the girls.
I'm a bit upset though.
Why?
Well,
oh yeah.
Let's that's talk
right.
about the next bit.
Oh, okay. So,
roll your eyes at me.
I know.
He was supposed to be Clancy in my pantsy.
I know. Joe's favorite is Clancy, and is he also the hairiest? Because I know you love a hairy chest, and I feel like without Rig, I think he's a ginge though.
That's fine. No, a hairy ginge is fine.
Clancy, he didn't do well with the old man challenge.
Or the love letter challenge.
No. And I was just like, are you even trying, mate? Are you even trying?
But he doesn't have to. Mm. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
So, but hey, he's free now. He's free.
I know.
He's free, Joe.
He's free to come and roam in the savannah of my my pants. Like Clancy's beard initially and then Clancy's suit. And then Clancy's charms, and now Clancy himself. We gone.